Okay, today's Kuf Yud Ches, Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We're in Kuf Yud Zayin number. We're actually on Kuf Yud Ches on the base on top of Kuf Yud Ches. We're going to go back to the Omar Mark because it's one flow, and we'll get started. Today's year is sponsored by Simcha Klein Le'il Nishmas Vitzel Bas Limel HaKohen, and for Refuah Shleima for Shoshana Batya Bas Rachel Devorah. So Omar Mar, we said earlier the this is it was at least five sheetahs. At least five different opinions about what was the halachas, what was brought on a bama in the midbar. Well, that wasn't a machlokas about that, but it was really a five-way machlokas on what happened for the 14 years, right? Five-way machlokas for 14 years of history. So Amar, the chachamim said, "Call shat tibur makrivim ba'ol." Whatever the tibur could bring in the ol moed, that was brought on the Ol Moed in Gilgal, right? That's what he said. That's what they said. My tamayhu derabanan. What's the reason? What's their reason? Amar kro de learn out of a pasuk. It says ish hayashar be'ein of yaseh. Ish yashrasu. Ish, meaning a private person can bring private things. Ish yashrasu duli karev. Chovos loli karev. B'tibur, but if it's a tibur, then afilu chovos li karev. Even chovos can be brought. That's what they held. By the way, according to this, the Kasha and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda held that a Yachid could bring Karbanos Chova in a Bama Gedola for those 14 years. Here the Pasuk seems to say, no way. Only a Tzibur could do it. The Mishkan. It's synonymous, yeah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Amala, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, no. Kiksiv Hayashar, Kiksiv Hayashar. When it says the word Hayashar, Ab, they changed it over here. Ab Einav Hudasiv. It means the Yashar that's in front of you, in front of your eyes. What's that? A Bama Yachid. Your own private Bama. Avol Bama Gedola, but if it's a Bama Gedola, Afilu Chovos Namili Karev. According to Yehuda, Chovos could be brought. Ela Haksiv, but it says Ish, right? Lav lememra, doesn't that teach you the ish yashratu duli karev, that an ish could bring nidarim and nidavos ha chovos loli karev, but he can't bring chovos. So the Gemara says, now kiksiv ish, when it says ish, lahakshir es hazar, that's matir azar. So the Gemara says, well, zar mi vizarak akohen es adam al mizbeach Hashem nafka. The fact that in a bama it's allowed to be done by a zar, we learn that out from somewhere else. One that after the pasuk here, by the man Bama, Aaron did it, which is mashum by a Bama to do it. Look at Rashi, Zar Mizorek Hakori Naftalon, the Kamim of Pirkit. That's going to be tomorrow. The Chiv, like it says, Vizarak Hakori Nesadam Al Mitbeach Hashem Pesach Al Moed Kohen Pesach Al Moed Vein Kohen B'Bama. Look at the next line of Rashi, El Afilu Zar, Afilu Eved, even an Eved. Even an Eved could perform avoda at a bama. The Ravid Sharper says, what about a woman? A woman can't be worse than an Eved. A woman can't be worse. So he says, Anachanami, a woman could do avoda by a bama. Then he says, maybe not as a kviya. Maybe not just for her own, all right, but what? Correct. Right, so we have a hard time fathoming that you could have some kind of avoda in your backyard, and what is it? It counts? Is it kodesh? Is it not kodesh? What is it? Right, because we've been so trained that to only have a Beis HaMikdash. Right, exactly. It's no different than a barbecue reel. Exactly. It happens to be that you get some check mark in Shabbayim for it. Exactly. That's a good point. So wait a minute. So we know already anyway that Obama doesn't have to be done by Yisrael, by a Kohen. Listen to this. Hazamina. Now the time I would have thought that if you have a bama, likada liboy kadosh bechoros, that only a bechor can work on a bama. Why? Because he's the meikara. That's how it used to be. It used to be there was bechors in charge. That's very unbelievable. Happening now. That a bama could only be worked on by a bechor. Why? That's how it used to be. Kamash Milan. That's why there's a second pasuk over here that tells me ish. Ish means anybody. The fact that it doesn't have to be a kohen, that we know already. Now the ish means imamish anybody, even an Eved, even maybe an Isha, even a, doesn't have to be a Bukhar. Now, The next question is, Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. The Chachamim are the same sheet as the Tanakama. Well, there were five sheets. There were Meir. Then there were these people called the Chachamim. Then there was somebody called Rabbi Yehuda. Then there was something called the Chachamim again. Those two Chachamim said the exact same thing. Now, you don't take my word for it. They did. They said the exact same thing. So the Gemara says they're saying the exact same thing. So what did they say exactly? That a Bama Kitana, in a Bama Kitana, you were only allowed to bring Shlomim and Ola Kovat. So that's the same thing. So the Gemara says, the Amr of Papa, Karu Nesachim Bamidbar Ikib Benayu. The Machlokes is, we're Nesachim, we have this already, we're Nesachim brought in the Midbar. We're Nesachim brought in the Midbar. What does that mean? That means that when the Torah says in Parashat Shalach, Ki Savo'u El Ha'aretz, when you come into the land, there's going to be such a mitzvah called Nesachim. So for 40 years, was the Nesachim in the Midbar? It's not sure there wasn't. Because the pasuk says, when you come into the land, we're going to stop. Just like there was no Bikurim in the Midbar, there was no Truma, right? All this. Right. So also, this is a very funny thing to say. Exactly. It's a very funny thing to say. When you come into the land, keep Shabbat. Doesn't say that. When you come into the land, keep Nesachim. What do you mean when you come into the land? It's not land down. Not new land. So why does Torah say it like that? What? That's a whole separate question. Dead wine. They didn't have wine. Dead flour. That's a whole separate question. Dead machzor shekel. The whole thing is very... That's a question that, like, you know, it's like a Friday night question. Where'd they get machzor shekels from? I don't know the answer to that question. Where'd they get wine from? Where'd they get flour from? Where'd they get oil from? Where'd they get anything from? Right? The animals, we're saying they took from Egypt. So for 40 years? No, then they made it, right? They had more animals, right? So those are questions that I can't answer those. I don't know the answer to those questions. Where'd they get Machzor Shekel from? You mean Machzor Shekel there would have been? Where they shut it around for 40 years? Every year another one? What were they buying? Were they traded with the Bedouins? It's a very strange... We don't have an answer to any of those questions. But why did it say Kizavar Laret? So now, what's the difference if you hold? So some say that when somebody brought, so they both hold that a private person in a private bama could bring an ola and a shlomo. Did that come with nisachim or not? That's the disagreement. One holds. According to the first chachamim, they did not bring nisachim in the midbar because it says kisavo el aret. Right, the aim, there was no Nesachim in a carbon yachid only after they came to Shiloh. But the second Chachamim hold, they did bring Nesachim in the Midbar, right? And therefore in Gilgal, they also brought Nesachim. And what does the pasuk mean when it says, Kisavo el Aretz? What does it mean according to them? That it means that that's a very strange way now that we're going to read. It means that for those 14 years, Kisavo El Aret, even a private person is going to be allowed to bring the son. Not only the Mishkan, but even a private person, and then when they're Aser, they're Aser. So that's the difference between the two of them. It's very long Rashi go through that whole thing. Okay? Next. Next was the last Shita, was Amr of Shimon. Rav Shimon said, what did Rav Shimon say? He said that the only karbanos you could bring were karbanos that had to do with zman, for in a bava. For example, a Pesach every year, Talmud every day, these types of things. You regalim, some voluntary things, absolutely not. That was Rav Shimon Shita. Only at the Bama Gedola. At the Bama Gedola, it was only things kavuat man, right? Okay. My time is Rav Shimon. What's his reason? The Tziv, it says, V'yatsu b'nei Yisrael for Pesach v'Gilgal. Right? It says in Yoshua, in Perek Hay, that they made a Pesach in Gilgal. So Pshita is an obvious. By the way, and the Jews kept Pesach. Pshita, what kind of pasuk is that? Right? What? Ela hakom ashmalon, dechovos ke'ein Pesach hu dekarev. Anything like a Pesach was brought. Halav ke'ein Pesach, lo karev. If it's not like a Pesach, it was not brought. Now, the idach, what do the other Tanoim do with this pasuk? According to the other Tanoim, what's this pasuk doing here? To tell me that the what's it called? Brought karbon, that the Jewish people brought to Garbet. What's the quote of Chiddush? Miboyle le kidur Rabbi Yochanan. The need for Rabbi Yochanan did. The Amr of Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Benah, Arel Mekabel Hazah. If someone's an Arel, what's an Arel? Someone doesn't have a Brismila, he's still allowed to be sprinkled with a Paraduma. What is going on here? Look at Rashi. Arel, see Rashi? Arel, you have an Arel, a guy who doesn't have a Brismila, Shenitma B'meis. He's Tamei Meis also. Mekabel Hazah, he's Mekabel Hazah, right? He's allowed to be sprinkled. V'tahar mi Tomas Meis. He will become tar from Tomas Meis, Ligab Kachim, to be able to touch Kachim. Now, the Yalav Mehacha, the Tziv, Yatzim was a Pesach v'Gilgal, it says in Yoshua Perakei that they made a carbon Pesach. And wait a minute. The Mashma, Shasu Kil Chaso B'Milu U'B'Tahara. Mistama, they did it right. Nobody was of Orel, everybody had a Bris Mila, and everybody was Tar. Now wait a minute. Viruvon Arelim Hayu B'Midbar. Rove Jews were Arelim for 40 years. Dechiv, like it says, Lo Malu. Why not? That's a 2-hour discussion. What? I thought you said something. Bamrina B'Yavamas, and we learn in the Yavamas like this. Basar B'Nis Ancha Arbrit Yardin, Lo Malu. So in the 10th of Nisan, when they crossed the Yarden, they were not mahol. Mishum chol shad urcha, because you can't be mahol and you can't have a bris mila and go travel. You're too sick. So they couldn't do it then. I mean, they're crossing over the Yarden. So they couldn't have a bris mila before they crossed over, because they wouldn't be able to cross over. That's not why they didn't get a bris mila. Ella. There's a whole bunch of reasons. Ella b'chad sari, the bigger question is going to be on the Tumah. Ella b'chad sari hu d'mahu. They crossed over on the 11th. Right? I'm sorry. They got mahu on the 11th. They crossed over the 10th. The next day there was a massive bris mila campaign. Right? So they all got mahu on the 11th. Now Rashi said something, I don't understand it. V'ishtakach, and it turns out, the tamei mesim shahayu hayu shbahem. They were all Tamei Meis. Why? Shari Ruben Tamei Meisim Hayu. Rove Tamei Meis. Shemeisim Avoseim Kolabam Shalom Bemidbar Vinitim Ubahem. Because their relatives died over the course of 40 years, and they became Tamei by the Levaya. Someone said they didn't have Paraduma for 40 years? I don't understand. What? What do you mean they're a Relim? What does a Relim have to do with being Tamei? No, nothing to do with each other. Why not? No, but why not? As a matter, we're going to see in a second. So what do you mean they were Tommy Mace for 40 years? That doesn't make any sense. V'im lo kiblu hazah, listen to this. V'im lo kiblu hazah, if they wouldn't get sprinkled with the paraduma, v'nitaru, and become tahar, ba'ar lo son, while they're still in RL, ein lahem l'shus l'hazos mishamalu. There wouldn't have been enough time to get sprinkled on from the 11th. Why? Because from the 11th to the 14th, it's not 7 days. So the Karban Pesach is born on the 14th. They only got a bris mila on the 11th. So if you're not going to sprinkle till they get a bris mila, you're going to run out of days. What do you mean? What? The Hatzar, one second. That's an excellent question. The Hatzar Lahafrish Shloshi Yamim, you have to wait 3 days, Bein Hazal Lahazal, between each sprinkling. Ravi Chamishi Shishi. Bekan, Elo Hazu Ad Yom Echad Asar Benisan. If they would have gotten sprinkled first on the 11th, Hazar Rishona V'Achar Shemalu, after they got a Bris Mila, Sulocha Matis Man Hazar Shnia Ad Yom Chamisha Asar. The second one won't happen until the 15th. Too late. Ubi Yivamis Itzya Lahat Derbi Yochanan Perak Aro. That's what he says over there. So that's the Chiddush. Why does it say they made a carbon Pesach? To teach you that they did it right. Maybe that was the thing. They don't want to do it like that. They want to do it right if they could. So the way to do it right is to start the sprinkling before they cross over to the Yarden. If that's true, then they had a Paraduma. But all from the 40th year they woke up with a Paraduma? So it was the whole 40 years they didn't have it? And that's why everybody was Tamei Meis? What? That doesn't make any sense. Right, it doesn't make any sense. I just don't understand it. I don't know, need a Hezra. Fine. Next. Now, Tani Tana Kaneda Vadavarava, Ain being Bama Gedola, Labama Katana, there's no difference in a Bama Gedola and a Bama Katana, Ella Pesach, the Chovos Hakavula Hensman.
Question is, why is singling out Pesach?
Just say, any carver that has Kavu's man is in the Bama. Why is singling out Pesach? Why do you single it out? Okay, now we're going to skip the parentheses. Now we're going to skip the parentheses. And we're going to add in two words. I didn't make this up. It's what the Haggadah and Tzion say to do. Skip the parentheses. The two words are Chatas Nedava. I'm sorry, one second. I'm sorry. Amale, skip the parentheses. Right, so why is singling out Chatas Rasha? Why is singling out Carbon Pesa? Amale. So he answered back. Titargim Masnita. Explain that Mishnah. Explain the Mishnah that said there's no difference between a Bama Gedola and a Bama Katana, except a Korban Pesach and Kavua. Explain it, Be'olas Chova. What about an Olas Chova? If Ola, that's a Chov. For example, a Tamid is an Ola and it's a Chov. A Musaf is an Ola and it's a Chov, right? The Ikka, Olas Nedava. Because by the way, there's such a thing as an Olas Nedava. So you have two types of Ola. You have a Chov Ola and a Nedava Ola. Right? Which the Ikka Olas Nedava, which could be brought on a Bamat Yachid, right? The Ichatos, because if you come to a Karba Chatos, which by the way, there are such things that are Chova Kavua, for example, the Regalim, we brought a Chatos to the Regalim, Chatos Nedava, we speak in the words Chatos Nedava, Chatos, skip the parentheses, Chatos Nedava Mi Ikka, such a thing as a Chatos Nedava, right? So the Gemara says, the Lukma, let's say it's by Minchas Chova, a Minchas Chova, to Ikka Chavitin, where there's such a thing as a Chavitin, which is a Chov for a Kohen Gadol, which is a everyday. The Gemara says, no, Kosavar, a Mincha Babam. No, he holds no Minchas on the Bam at all. So, now have the answer to the question. The question was, why are you singling out Chatos, right? So we changed it. Instead of saying "Ein bein bama gadol uva elachatos v'chovas hakavua," we changed it to say "Ein bein bama gadol uva elachatos the olas chova." We changed it from kavua chovas kavua to olas chova. We changed it. Why? That clues me in that anything that wasn't a dava, I could bring in my private pocket. Okay, that's how we answer the question of Shimon. Now we're done, and the rest of the daf is agadah. Ready? Baal Shiloh. They came to Shiloh, and the Mishnah said that in Shiloh it was really a stone structure, and the roof was made from the curtains of the Mishkan, where the beams of the Mishkan are. So we said earlier that there was a Yerushalmi that said the beams were also on the roof. That's the Yerushalmi. That doesn't say that here in the Bavli. The Bavli just says they built stone walls, and the roof was made out of the curtains from the Mishkan. Benahani Bili, how do you know that? Amr Pieva Av Amr Piochana, the Kasid Echad Omar, one pasuk says, Vativyeu Beis Hashem Shiloh. That they brought it to a Beis Hashem, which implies the house. The Kasid Echad Omar, another pasuk says, Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh Ohel Shikain Ba'adam, which implies it's an Ohel. Uktif, and it says, Vayimas Ba'ohel Yosef Uvashev and Ephraim Lo Bachar, right? Which implies that it's a tent. Which one is it? Is it a bayis or is it a tent? Okay, that. How do you reconcile that? No, lo ha'isad lo shav tikra. It didn't have a roof. El avan and milmatan. Stones below. Virias milmailan. And virias above. Vehi ha'isa menucha. That had the din of a menucha. That was where Hashem wanted it to be. And that's the makom of the Mishkan for 369 years. Okay? Yeah, I guess so. Next. Kodshe Kodshim. What? In Israel? In Israel? Kodshe Kodshim. The next thing we said was that during Shiloh, Kodshe Kodshim could be eaten inside the curtains, and Kodshe Kalim and Meister Sheni could be eaten, not, no wall of a city, not like Yerushalayim with the wall of a city, as far as you can see it, as long as you can see it. As long as you can see Shiloh, that you were able to eat Ma'aser Sheni and Kachem Kala. Even if it's 100 miles away, if you can see it, you can eat it. But not Hanimili, how do you know that? Amar Voshe, Amar Kra, it says, like this, this is in the same passage I've been saying so many times, this is in Parshas Re'eh, I believe, Yishar Melacha, Tentala Olo Secha, V'chol Makom Asher Atatireh, don't bring the carbon anywhere you can see, right? Meaning, only bring it in Yerushalayim. Then we darshan like this, V'chol Makom Asher Tireh, Iyatamayla. If you can see it, you can't bring it. That's not enough. However, Aval Ata Ochel, but you can eat it, V'chol Makom Asher Roeh. In any place, you can see it. Look at the last Rashi of the page. The last Rashi says, Misha Tavo'u El HaManucha Koyikra. The Pasuk is telling you that you can eat Karbono as long as you can see the Makom when you come to Menucha, which is going to be tomorrow the Gemara is going to say that means Shiloh. How do you know that? How do you know the church is talking about Shiloh? Maybe it's the Beis HaMikdash itself. As long as you can see the Beis HaMikdash, even if you're outside the... What? So the Piske Rid answer is basically what Mati said. It's a process of elimination. We're going to get to the Shiloh. You know why? Because Mati just said, he's right, that by the Mish, by the Beis HaMikdash, you have wolf. And by Nov and Givon, I'm sorry, by Gilgal, we said, you can eat Kosher Kalam anywhere. There's no cities yet. We said there's no conquering yet. The Kedida doesn't make a difference where you were. And so what's left? The only thing left, so his Nov and Givon, Nov and Givon, we said, the Gemara submission said, you can eat it in any city. So where else could it be that you can see it and you can eat it? Must be Shiloh. The process of elimination, it's only one left. So the Gemara says, Ema b'chol makom shataroa iatamale. Maybe it means like this. Any place that you could see, you could bring it up. Ava ato zaveach b'chol makom shatira. But you have to shecht it in any place you could see it. Even if you can see it, you can shecht it far away. Amar v'yane, amar krot. No. Sham tale v'sham tase. That has to be the same. The atzia, the halah, has to be all the same. The shechit has to be the same. Ziva chasa amar krot says, Zalu tana shilo. There's no pasuk that says that, those words. The pasuk is, Rashi points out, there's no pasuk like that, but the pasuk is, it's the pasuk in Yehoshua, and Perek says, okay, this pasuk has nothing to do with anything. The pasuk says like this. The pasuk says, it's the boundary. V'yatza ha'gvul hayama, the western boundary was, for Shevet Ephraim, ha'michmitzas mitzafon, from michmitzas to the north, v'nasav ha'gvul mizracha, and the gvul went east, tanas shiloh, passing by Shiloh, Tana Shiloh, right? The other also Midrach Yonocha, and then it went to the east to Yonocha. So the Gemara says like this: this is the Joshua like this. Velo Tana Shiloh, right? The reason the Marsha says the reason we're making this Joshua is exactly what's the word Tana? What's a Shiloh? What's Tana Shiloh? Never had a Shiloh like that. Velo Tana Shiloh, Makom Shekol Haroa Oso. Whenever you see Shiloh, Mis Aneachalov. You wail, you are upset about it. Al achilas kachim shalom. Because I used to be able to eat kachim. Okay? So, now, why is the anacha, this groaning, dafka on the achila? On the achila. Why is it on the fact that the shiloh is destroyed? I'm wailing about the fact that I'm far away, and I can see it, and I can't eat kachim now? That's what I'm crying about? It's a very strange thing to cry about. So why is that? So the Nesivat HaKodesh says, because that's the first Hanas I hope to get. As I'm walking closer, it's the first thing I bump into is the realization, I could be Kachin now, so is Shiloh here. That's the first thing you bump into, that's the first thing you're upset about. That's what he said. So Rav Aaron Leib Shteyman said, no, just even more. The Shiloh, the Kedusha, was different than Yerushalayim, right? It was as far as you could see it. What a chaval. That's what you're upset about. I was so far away with El Zikotchen when I had Shiloh. Look at how terrible it is. It's gone. Of course you're upset about the destruction of Shiloh. But you don't get to that yet. First, look how far, I'm so far away, and I'm still upset. I was El Zikotchen. I remember. My grandfather told me, he ate Kutchen over here this time. Now I can't. So that's why, what do you see from here? That the shear from eating Kutchen is where you can see it. Okay? Yes. We're going to get to that. raising a good question. Revo Omar Amakra, another Makar, such a straight, listen to this Makar. Then Poras is a Pasuk in Parashat Vayechi. Then Poras Yosef, then Poras Ale Oyin. Right? What was the Ale Oyin? Ayin Shelo Rotasa Lazun. The eyes didn't want to be satisfied. Well, the Heres Midava She'eno Shelo. He didn't want to have what's not his, what wasn't his. The wife of Potiphar wasn't his. He didn't want to have that. He withstood. Tizaka B'teochel Kemalei Eineha. So corresponding, the ability to eat kachim goes by the eye. Just like Yosef was able to see whatever he wanted with her. And he didn't. As a zechus, you get to eat kachim as long as you can see Shilo. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanin, Omar, V'ritzon, Shochni, Neh. Similar. Ayin shalarata lahanos b'davar she'enu shalo. The person, meaning Yosef, who didn't want to eat, didn't want to partake, didn't belong to him. Tzidaka v'tachal, then hasnuin. He can eat from the people that hated him. The play on the words of sneh. Right? Sneh and sinna, similar word. The older brothers hated him. So they get to eat as far as the eye can see. Always remind everybody about Mechiras Yosef. You hear that? Tana. What? No, because they once hated him. Tana, haroe sha'amru, roe kulo. You have to see the whole city. The whole Shilo. Halo ha'mafzik beino l'beino. You can't have anything, no partition. If that building wouldn't be there, I'd be able to see it. If the building is there. Right? Amalei Rav Shimon ben al-Yakim l'Erbalazar, asbrola, I'll explain to you. Kigon, they kinishta dima'on. Like from here, it's the ha'mafzik, what's mean? To fashion, from here to the shul. Ma'on. You can see the shul of Ma'on. That the shul of Ma'on was near Shiloh. So if you're in that shul, you were able to see Shiloh. That's what he means. That's far away. Amr of Papa, Rosh Amru, Lo Roa Kulo, El Roa Mitzato. No, you don't see the whole thing. You have to see the partial. By Rav Papa, Omeid V'Roa, if you're standing up, you can see it. Yoshev V'Ein Roa Mai. But if you sit down, you can't see it. What's the story? By Rav Yirmiya, classic Rav Yirmiya question, Omeid Agave Hanachal V'Roa. If you're standing by the riverbank, you can see it. Yoshev b'toch hanachal, the ainer roamai. If you sit down and you can't see it, what's the din? Teiku. So everyone asks, who cares? What's the din? By Shiloh, if you could see it sitting down, sitting up but not sitting down, who cares? So they give you your answer. So they say, well, we have other places in Halacha where seeing the city is relevant, like by Purim, the other types of situations. So what would be the din? Standing up, you can see it. Sitting down, you can't. Same question. So they asked it about Shiloh. In a Kanami, it doesn't apply. There's no Shiloh anymore. It's never going to be Shiloh again. But that's the same question. What if you can see the city by Purim, standing up and not sitting down? What's the story? Is that considered seeing it? So it's then take. Okay. It's a very funny question. Okay. Kiyasa Ravdini, Amar Rebbe. There were three places where the Shekhinah rested on Klal Yisrael. The Shiloh, and we don't count Gilgal for some reason. I don't know why. Shiloh, in Shiloh, no Vegivan account as one, and Beis Olam, and the Beis HaMikdash. The Kulan Lo Sharsa El Vechelik Binyamin. Only Binyamin got all three. Okay? Only Binyamin got all three. Why Binyamin? Why did Binyamin Zochan have all three? Now we're going to ask the question, how can Sabin Yaman had all three? Beis HaMikdash, I understand. Nov and Givon, the whole Shiloh where they were, but let's say it's the Bin Yaman. Didn't we just have all these tukim that the other one was in Yosef, that Shiloh was in Yosef? Now we're saying it's the Bin Yaman? Right? That's going to be the question. Why Bin Yaman? Of all 12, why Bin Yaman? Which is, what's the reason? What? That's one answer. He wasn't involved in Mechivas Yosef. That's one. There are four answers. One answer is, he was the only Shevet born in Eretz Yisrael. That's one answer. That's the word I'm looking for. We're not even sensitive to that reason. We're so Bnei Gola, so we don't even appreciate that reason. Right? One is, he was the only son born in Eretz Yisrael. One is, he was not involved in Mechiras Yosef. Well, maybe that's a similar reason. The other reasons are, that, you know, they're mashalim. When the king has a bunch of sons, he says, I'm coming to visit. So the youngest son says, not going to come to me. He's all the older ones, the more experienced ones, the ones he's closer to, the older, they're closer to his age. So when the father realizes, he says, no, I'm going to you. I'm going to the youngest one. Just like
It's like Hashem, where am I picking my makom? By the yamin.
That's the third answer. The fourth answer is again, because Binyamin, also a very interesting answer. Binyamin spent the most time with Yaakov. He was the youngest. He was the most kibbutz av. And as a reward for that, he gets to have a different also unbelievable reason. You hear that? Yeah. Shenamar, like it said, V'chofif alav kol hayom, kol chafifos, all the longings, lo yihi ela b'chal koshav Binyamin. Now, kiyasa labaya, amr kamedra of Yosef, when he told the daughter of Yosef, listen to this, such a strange Gemara. Amar, he said, Chad v'ra havale l'kailil. Kailil had one son. Who is his son? Abaya. Never heard. Rashi says, Kailil. Where is that Rashi? Only Rashi at this page. Where is that Rashi? Kailil. On the right side or the left side? The right side. Kailil. Nira be'enai, it seems to me, ki aviv shel Abaya, Kailil shmo. That Abaya's father was Kailil. Right, he died before Abaya was even born. Right, so we don't know anything about him. So Rabbi Yosef says, look at this. Kailil only had one son. Who? Abaya. The low miskid. He was not even a good son. What kind of slap in the face is that? Because you said a member that you don't like? Did he tell that to his dead? I didn't ask this question. Everyone asked this question. People at the forum asked it. What kind of design does that say? Anyway, I boksiv it said, but Yitash Mishkan Shilo uksiv, the Yimas Bolo Yosef, Bashav and Ephraim Lobachar. So what do you see from here? That the Shilo was in Ephraim. Shilo was in Ephraim, which is Yosef. It wasn't in Binyamin's Kalek. So because he learned wrong in the pasuk, you embarrassed him like that. It's very, very difficult Gemara. Anyway, Amar Vavda, might call Kashile. What's the big deal? Dilma, Shechina Bekalko Binyamin. No, the Shechina was in Mitzpacha. The Beis HaMikta, the Mishkan was in Shiloh, was in Binyamin's portion. The Sanhedrin Gedola Bechilach Yosef. The Sanhedrin was right nearby, was in Shevet Yosef, Ephraim. The same story as the Beit HaMikdash. The Shechina Bechalko Shav Binyamin, the actual Kodesh Kedashim was in Binyamin's portion. The Sanhedrin Bechalko Yehuda. And the Sanhedrin was in Yehuda's portion. Amalei, Hachi Hashta, how could you compare the two? This is his question, Hachi. Hasam Mikar Bar Nachalot Gavi Hadadi, Hacham Mimikarvan. Well, Binyamin and Yehuda's portions overlap. So it's possible to say that they were the mamish touching. So Binyamin got this slice of the Beit HaMikdash, and Yehuda got the other slice. Yosef, Ephraim, and Binyamin chalakim were near each other. The Binyamin, Shiloh, and is that possible to say? And geography-wise, I don't know. So it is? I don't know. That's what the Gemara is asking. We need one of those maps. Right? So... But not everyone learns that this is the question. Not everyone learns this is the question. That this is the push-up shot of the question. So the question is, no, how can I make Kaif if they were next to each other? Kedamar of Chama Bar Chanina, Ritzua, what? Right next to it, okay, good. Ritzua, Paisa, Yotas, Michalko, Shel Yehuda. There was a little strip of land leaving Yehuda's Chalek. Benichas Nechat Hashem Binyamin, it went into Binyamin's Chalek. Ubahaya Mizbeach Bonoi, that's what the Mizbeach was. Bayi Binyamin, listen to this. Bayi Binyamin Atadik Mitzta'er Aleha Labla. Binyamin was bothered. Why won't the Beit HaMikdash be in my chalek? Which is a little bit not from the four reasons we gave, right? Here it seems to be he's the only one who wanted it. He really wanted it. He wanted it so much. Hachanami, that's by Yehuda. Same story here. Hachanami, Ritzua Haisa B'chyotzes Michalko Shel Yosei, right? L'chalko Shel Binyamin. V'chayinu Dekliv Tana Shilo. Here, another play on the words. Tana means to wail. He wailed over the fact that he didn't have Shiloh in his portion. So you know what? He got it. Binyamin. Right. Right. He got it. She goes to show you, if he wants the right thing, he can get it. He wanted the right thing. He didn't want the wrong thing. He wanted the right thing. They didn't want it. They didn't care. Maybe they wanted it. They didn't want it as badly as him. He wanted it so badly. Right? Kitanoi. It's actually a machlokas tanoim. Chafef Allah, Allah, Deb Mikdash Rishon. Kol Hayom, Deb Mikdash Sheni. Bank take Bob Shachin, Eli Yemot HaMashiach. Rabbi Omer, different. Chafef Olav, Ze'olam Hazeh. Kol Hayom, Eli Yemot HaMashiach. Bank take Bob Shachin, Ze'olam Haba. What exactly is the Machlokas? What are they arguing about? What's going to be in the future? We can get patient for that. if it's the right thing. If it's the right, but it's the right thing. Tana Rabbanan, you may ohel moed shebamidbar aboyim shana chaseracha. The days of the ohel moed in the midbar were 40 years minus one. 39 years. Right? You may ohel moed shebagilgal arbo esrei. For the time spent in Gilgal was 14 years. Zayin shekivshu v'zayin shechilku. Seven to conquer, seven to divide. You may ohel moed shebeno v'givon chamishim v'sheva. The days of Nova Givon were 57 years. Nishtairu l'shilo gimel me'at v'shivim chaserata. So in Shilo they have 369. Now, you may ohel moed shebidbar barim chaserata. How do you know the ohel was for 39 years? It's very simple. Damar Moshe, Damar Mar. Shana Rishona Asa Moshe the Mishkan. He made the Mishkan the first year. When did he make it? Yom Kippur we started. Right, so they left the Pesach. 6 months after Torah Shavuot. Then he went up to Shemayim. Then he came down and broke Luchas and Shivat Sabatamas. Then Yom Kippur went back up. Then on the day after Yom Kippur they started. When did they finish? They finished on Hanukkah. Kislev, right? Chafei Kislev. But they didn't inaugurate it till Nisan. Why they wait 3 months? I don't have an answer.
We don't have the answer to that question.
Why they wait 3 months? That's okay, interesting.
Teach some patience.
Okay, very nice. Shniyah Hukam Mishkan. Second year they put up the Mishkan. Right? It didn't get put up till the second Nisan. Right? Vishalach Moshe Raman Baraglan. Moshe sent to Baraglan. Now, what do you see from that?
That it was 39 years. Because it was put up for Shkodesh Pesach, for Shkodesh Nisan, and they left in Nisan also.
Shebegilgal Abo Esrei Shana. Sheva Shechilku, Shekivshu, Vesheva Shechilku. Seven and seven. How do you know it's seven and seven? Minalan. Arar Kolev. Kolev says like this. This is at the end of Sefer Yoshua. Call it the end of it. It's in, not the end of it, halfway through. Perek Yudalev. Ben Arboim Shana Nochi B'Shalach Moshe Avdi Hashem Osi B'Kodesh B'nei Elorak L'Zaret. I was 40 years old when Moshe sent me. How many years ago was that? 40 years old I was when he sent me. V'Oshev Osi Davar Akasher L'Bavi. And I brought back the report that was in my heart. V'Ksiv and it says, V'Ato now. Right? Now. Hinochayom Ben Chamesh V'Shmonim Shana. Now I'm 85 years old. I was 40. How many years passed? 45. Ki Avrei L'Yardein Bar Kama Habe. How old was he when they crossed over the Yarden? He was Bar Shivim V'Tam. He was 78. Why? Because 40, 38 years later, is 78. It was in the second year. The Ka'amar ben Chamesh Shmonim Shana Harei Sheva Shekivshu. Now he's 85. It's 7 years later. 7 years of Kavash. But Sheva Shechilku Menolam. How do you know there was 7 years of dividing up? So Eva Yitema. One answer is Midasheva Shekivshu Seven Amichilku. Well, if there were seven for conquering, Mistama, there were seven for dividing up. What kind of answer is that? Rashi says, Svara ba'almahi. Svara ba'alma. It's a strange. Svara ba'alma. Mistama, it was seven for that, it took seven for that. Why should you say that? If you buy the same, another answer, V'dilam mishkachas la ba'arba esrei shana, achar shehuksa ha'ir. Okay, it's a very complicated Rashi. Yecheskel gives a prophecy that says, 14 years after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed was a Yovel year. Which means the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed in the 36th year of Yovel. Because 14 years later will give you the 50th year. The only way that all makes sense to go all the way back to the Yovel is if the first 14 years are not included. If the first 14 years are included, then it turns out that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed in the Yovel year. But Yecheskel said it was 14 years later. The only way that could happen is if the first 14 years don't count. That's a long Rashi going through it. Because he says there were 850 years from the time they enter till the time of the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Second, 850 years. The 850 is divisible by 50. Makes perfect sense. Every 50... No, that's not true. Every 50 years is the Yovel. You need conditions to have Yovel. But in theory, it was 14 years after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed was the Yovel. What's Pshat? Pshat is the first 14 years, we don't count. So what do you see from there? That it was 14 years. Okay, it's a long Rashi that goes through it, but it says it good. Ol Moed Shebenova Given Chamishim V'Sheva Shana Chamishim V'Sheva Menola. How do you know Nova Given was 57 years? The Tziv, it says, by he and it was. Because he was Aron Elohim, that when they told Eli that the Aura was captured. He fell off his chair and he died. Right? He fell backwards on the chair. He couldn't handle that news. The Tana, and it says like this: Kishemet Eli HaKohen Harva Shiloh. When Eli died, Shiloh was destroyed. Now, where does it say that? It doesn't say that anywhere. That's Sofer says. How do you know that? How do you know that? I guess maybe it's a tradition. Bala no, we came to know. Kishemei Shmuel Haramasi Harva no. When Shmuel died, Nov was destroyed. Who destroyed Nov? A guy by the name of Shaul, right? Bala Givon came to Givon. Givon, it says, Vayhi Miyom Shabbos Ha'aron Shabbos Ha'aron B'Kiryas Ya'arim. When the Aron rested in Kiryas Ya'arim, that's where it rested for many years while waiting to build, waiting for David to come along. The Yarbu Hayamim, days, many days passed. You Esrim Shana, it was 20 years past. But he, Avianu called Yisrael Achar Hashem, and everyone was after Hashem. Everyone was following Hashem. Hani Esrim Shana, where did these 20 years come from? Esr Shana Shemalach Shmuel Vaatzmo, 10 years Shmuel was the Shofi. Vishana Shemalach Shmuel Vashal, 1 year Shmuel and Shal ruled together. Shtayim Shemalach Shal, 2 years Shal ruled alone. That's 13 years. Visheva the David. 7 years that David ruled before he came to Yerushalayim, the Tziv, Vayama Shamalach David al Yisrael, Mem Shana, the Chevron, Malach Zayin Shanim, it's 40 years, 7 years there, 7 years of Chevron. Then it says, Ushlomo Tziv, Yachal of Notes, Vishnas Abal Malcho. And then Shlomo started to build the Beis HaMikdash in the fourth year of his reign. I think that's extra. Anyway, Rashi says that's 20 years. Then it says Yom Hashavach Al Yisrael Mem Shana the Chevron Malach Zayin Shanim. Right. So Rashi says top Rashi over there that's Lamed Gimel Shana. It was 33 years. Hare Nun Gimel. That's 53. 33 plus 20 is 53. And then the 4 years of Shlomo is 57. Right. I guess not. Not right away. And the Shdayru Shilashilo, Shalosh Ramath Vashivim, Chazarachat. And then you have, minus all those years, you're left with 369 in Shilo. Just one thing I want to point out in Rashi. One thing I want to point out. Look at the Rashi of, it's the big Rashi on other days. The Rashi of Asara de Shmuel. He goes through Shaul's whole life. And he says like this. We'll start at the top of the Rashi. 1 minute. So you shofet levado. Shmuel was a shofet alone. Mishameit Eli ad Shemalach Shaul. But for a second, two more hakikatinim. Law. Esther Shana Shemalach Shmuel Atma. 10 years he ruled by himself. The Osa Shana Shashal Ulahemelach. He Shana Sirus Lashal Shmuel Haramasi. The same year that they got the king was his 10th year. The Shana Achat Malcha Shmuel Vashal Yachat. For 1 year they were together, Shmuel and Shaul, a team. Shal Yishal Holach Achar Atas Shmuel. Shaul listened to Shmuel. Ad Shesarach B'Maisa Agag. Until he strayed from the Maisa of Agag, the Sar Shmuel Me'alav. And Shmuel took it away from him. Shmuel left him. The Tziv, like it says, Shal Yosef Shmuel Erosas Shaul. Right? Shmuel no longer lived Shaul. Shmuel no longer had anything to do with Shaul. Why did Shaul lose the Malucha? Because he made a mistake. What mistake did he make? He left the Gog alive. Okay? We'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow.